Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve, 10 in the morning now, 8:46 here on a Friday morning. Good Friday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Lawmakers reacting after release of the Mueller report. They still have some questions.
Two.
Police looking for two suspects after robbery of a North Wichita Quick Shop. A shot fired, no one injured.
One.
Mary Beth Jarvis leaving Wichita Festivals, Inc. after 7 years on the job. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
The gasoline prices in Wichita this morning. Well, of course, yesterday we were noting a jump up to back to $2.69 a gallon. Well, a couple of retailers have already started to back off on that just a little bit. So $2.67 is the low end of what we're seeing out there now. Spot at $2.67 near 47th Street South and Hydraulic. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 67 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low 44. Saturday sunny, tomorrow's high 77. Looks like a pretty good day to get
out.
There
you go.
Do a little lawn
like
mowing.
Like that, yeah. Yep.
Partly cloudy now, 43 degrees. North wind at 14 miles per hour. 8:47, Steve and Ted. Coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, of course, the Glenn Beck program. President Trump shines as Democrats mull over Mueller report. And things you need to know about the Mueller report, that's coming up with Glenn Beck, top of the hour. Bill O'Reilly News today as well on a Friday, right,
Ted? That'll be good stuff.
Yeah. Barnes & Noble making it easy for people to get caught up on the latest information on that Robert Mueller report. They're offering a free download for people to view the findings of Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. Customers can order the document on the bookseller's website. You have to have Barnes & Noble's Nook tablet or reading app in order to access it.
Yeah, it's a real page-turner. 400-page. Well, I guess a lot of that's redacted.
Should
maybe,
be interesting, yeah. Yes. News this week about a serious affliction known as bubble boy disease.
This is House Call for Health. There was a TV movie in the 1970s called The Boy in the Plastic Bubble.
Suppose we could devise some way of transporting him safely.
It was based on the true stories of two boys who had suffered from a rare genetic disorder that wiped out their immune system, so they can't fight off common germs and infections. The boy in the film lived inside a plastic bubble. And ever since then, the condition has been informally known as bubble boy disease. Its formal name is X-linked severe combined immunodeficiency. And now, researchers are reporting a new kind of gene therapy that can restore the immune systems of people with this disorder, allowing them to live outside the bubble. The research was developed by scientists at the National Institutes of Health and St. Jude's Children's Hospital in Memphis. It was published in the New England Journal of Medicine. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
Major U.S. stock indexes managed small gains on Wall Street Thursday, but not enough to prevent a losing week for the S&P 500, which edged up by 4 points. The Dow added 110 points. The NASDAQ inched up by 1 point. The stock market closed today for Good Friday. 8:49 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and momentarily we'll be checking out what's going on with the Wichita Business Journal and editor Bill Roy. So, Ted, you're talking about the Ten Commandments movie there a minute ago, and it is Easter weekend.
Yeah, tomorrow night on ABC. It's a long movie, if you don't know. Spoiler alert.
Yeah,
ABC has to block out 4 hours and 45 minutes.
And if you've read the Bible, you probably have a good idea
of
where it goes. But, and we had a wildlife experts hunting for a wayward raccoon that broke into a Cincinnati elementary school and caused classes to be moved and then canceled. School district spokeswoman says the large raccoon remains on the loose inside the school.
Oh, my.
Yeah, running amok in there. Rocky Raccoon was discovered early Wednesday at the South Avondale Elementary School. Spokeswoman Lauren Worley says students and staff were moved to another school for classes Wednesday and were given Thursday off while the school is clean, presuming that, we hope that doesn't have rabies. Worley says the critter will be euthanized once it is caught to prevent it from returning.
Why?
Yeah, why don't you make a little pen for it and make it your school mascot?
Yeah, you do something like that.
You don't have to destroy the poor little fellow.
Take him out into the woods and let him go out there. What?
He can't help himself.
Come on now.
8:51 now, Steve and Ted, and a new company has an impact on Wichita's real estate market. Bill Roy with us this morning from the Wichita Business Journal. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, the big story in the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal, Reese Nichols from Kansas City has set up shop here. They've attracted talent from other companies, mostly J.P. Weigand and Sons. They've taken a couple of high-profile residential teams and several leaders. But Weigand says there hasn't been a huge impact on them, and if folks want to make a change, so be it. President Peggy Ward says they know there's been talk of a Weigand sale and it may be having financial trouble. She says that is definitely not true. Ward says Weigand is actively recruiting and hiring. This week, the Biz Talk with Bill Roy podcast turns 100 episodes. So we wanted to get a special guest this week. We interview the former chair of the FDIC, Sheila Bear. She's a Kansas native and was in town last week to speak to a Girl Scout group. Bear talks about being in the middle of the greatest economic downturn since the Great Depression and working with Federal Reserve Bank and Bush administration leaders to save the economy. Interesting discussion. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
That should be very interesting, in fact.
Yeah, she talked a lot about working, trying to get through the Great Recession.
Yeah.
Boy, interesting stuff.
I was just curious about, you were talking about how old, you almost said 100 years old, I think, but you were saying 100
episodes.
Okay. Yeah. I was at shopping last night with my grandkids, and this woman in this store had a little boy there, and he obviously is a toddler. And I said, well, how old are you? She says, he's 19 months. And I didn't know how to respond to that. I didn't. I had to get my calculator out and to respond
right,
and say,
yeah.
Well, that's good. I'm only 840 months myself.
Nice. Yeah.
You know, kids and their mom and dad, they express it in months. Maybe I'll start, you know, doing it that way instead
right,
of
yeah.
You know, 64.
It goes a little far when you talk about, oh, how old? Well, he's 36 months or 48 months.
And I'm 840 months, so don't answer there. How about that? I'm just wondering about this story you've got about the real estate market.
Right.
And I guess it's not the same as this business. I think it would be probably a little more substantial than local radio announcers, but don't they have no-compete contracts for their star players in real estate?
Well, there are some. For example, if a residential group has some contracts to list, some listing contracts, a lot of times the previous company will let them out of that so they can move.
Okay.
And some of that's been done here at J.P. Weigand. Like I say, the Weigand philosophy: hey, if you don't want to be here, we don't want you here, and you can go somewhere else.
Well, that's kind of the way I look at it on the business side.
Yep.
But
yep.
You have your people who are you feel are crucial to your operation, but I learned a long time ago that nobody is absolutely crucial to anybody's operation.
Right, yeah.
We learned that, don't we? Okay.
You bet.
Today is National
Very quickly.
Clean Out Your Medicine Cabinet Today. This means, you know, if you've got some dated medicine in there, you know, get it out of there so the family members won't accidentally take an overdose of Bill Roy's Viagra or something like that. So,
wow.
Don't want that to happen. That
could, yikes.
Yeah, that'd be terrible. All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it. 8:55 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up 9 o'clock, top of the hour news, the release of the Mueller report. What now? Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.